Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekly Tempcast, the podcast of GBA Temp that comes out every week. And we've been on a streak for the past 3 years or so. We've been doing this podcast thing. We haven't missed a single week. That's right. We've been online. We've been discussing topics nonstop for all of you guys, for all the 30 people who watch this amazing podcast. And you know what? We just had to record, especially today, because today is the day. Today is GBA Temp's 20th anniversary. That's right. 20 years ago, two people. I can't remember who created. Okay, one of them was Kevon. They were like, hey, we need to host some ROMs. We need to share illegal material on the internet for everyone. And that's when they created GBA Temp. I don't think it was the first place to host ROMs. No.
Why would it be? Yeah. This was just a temporary little area.
That's a fun fact. A little fun fact about GBA Temp. It was called GBA Temp because it was a temporary site, because these sites keep going away. They weren't permanent, so they were temporary. And this was GBA Temporary, if that makes sense. It doesn't, but it makes sense if you think about it.
It wasn't just Kevon who created it. There were two other guys. There's Omero, I think was his name, and Alexander 1970. Oh, wait, no, not 1970, sorry. That was a different guy. Different Alexander.
It might have been him.
It might have been. I don't know.
He was definitely alive when that happened. He was probably like 60. He was
in 70, in the 1900s. God, yeah.
You know what's interesting about Alexander 1970? He has a very interesting avatar. It's the cover art of Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Two,
which is the worst one, because everybody knows the best one is Resident Evil 4.
Zero.
Is that right, Jordan? Is Resident Evil 4 the best Resident Evil?
Oh, we couldn't. Sorry, everybody. We couldn't get Jordan on the podcast today.
What?
Yeah. Seems like every time we talk about Resident Evil, our Resident Evil expert, he's got other obligations.
What the? Who organized this? How do we not get Jordan? I mean, what's he even doing right now?
I don't know. He's probably getting guys off. Oh, wait. No, that. Yeah, sorry. That's not him who does that.
That doesn't sound good.
Sorry. Lawyer jokes.
Okay. Oh, getting him off.
Now you get it. Okay. Yeah, but you don't have the clapping guys in the background, so I don't think it was that funny.
I guess we'll just have to ask Steven what he thought about Resident Evil 4 remake gameplay video released or whatever it was.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I'm the one that's not supposed to prep for this. You're the one who's supposed to do all the research.
Listen, man, I've been busy.
Aren't you a reporter? You're busy.
I didn't do that.
Alan John's a doctor over here, and he sure did the research. For example, Alan John, give us your take on the Resident Evil 4 video.
I'm definitely not looking at it right now on YouTube, not scrubbing through it. Through the 30 minutes of build up to the gameplay reveal. Oh, it looks like
fucking kidding me. I fucking asked you guys if we wanted to talk about this and you both said yes.
No.
Why'd you both assume I was the one that fucking carried? You people are out of your fucking minds.
It looks good. Looks good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the first one was good. This one will probably be good too.
Yeah. Well, I do know that the chick who had the I forgot her name off the top of my head. Who had the red cocktail dress is now wearing a red sweater.
Oh, really?
Is frustrating to everybody, I would assume.
Because they went woke? They did that in the VR version. They took out a line or a couple of lines where some dude hits on the president's daughter and stuff like that. People were really mad about it.
Mm. Well, you know about the president's daughters and her emails. Okay. Well,
Okay, so it looks okay. Okay, it looks like Resident Evil Village, but with Resident Evil 4. I don't know. It looks good. I never played a Resident Evil game in my life. I don't know if they're good.
Village was basically 4, just new. So it makes sense that the remake would look like, yeah.
You know, I've always been a more of a Silent Hill type of guy, but it's a shame that Konami doesn't do anything with that IP. Man, I wish they could just get it, come out of the blue with like some kind of live stream, something discussing the future of their franchises.
Oh, that's crazy, because they just did that randomly the other day. They came out with a Silent Hill transmission.
Oh, shoot. That's crazy. Yeah. That's a huge coincidence that you brought that up and that Steven would know about it.
The thing is, I knew that happened, but I completely forgot about it. Now Steven brought it up. Now I remember what happened. Yeah. Okay, so Silent Hill. I watched that live stream. It was so bizarre. This has to be the most bizarre things that happened this year. Not the biggest. Something else happened this year that was so big for me. But this, everybody was speculating. Remember, we even talked about this on previous episodes, that there was like some Silent Hill game in development by the Bloober team, by the Polish game devs, Bloober team. And so this one just basically, this live stream basically confirmed that. And it was just a Twitter announcement at first. It was like Konami's Twitter, like, hey, check out October 19th. Check out YouTube on October 19th. We're going to drop some cool shit for all you Silent Hill fans. And of course, everybody was like, oh, pachinko machines. Surprisingly, not a single pachinko game was announced on this live stream. But instead, we first started off and it was super bizarre. They were like green screened into Silent Hill-esque locations. I don't know if you've seen this. It was just like, you know how these Japanese live streams, when they're speaking in English, it sounds very like weird. You know, it's very like artificial type of English. It's not somebody's, it might be somebody's first language, but they're obviously getting a script from somebody who's Japanese, who translated it from Japanese to English. And it's so wooden and it's very, very weird. But yeah, at first they announced a remake to Silent Hill 2, which was interesting. That's the game that's being developed by Bloober Team. And it looks all right. I remember the Silent Hill 2 port that came out for the PS3 or PS4 even. I don't remember. People complaining how bad it was.
Was that the one where they had to re-record the voices because Konami didn't want to pay the voice actors again? Or was that Silent Hill 3?
I don't know. Silent Hill 2 was the one where they couldn't get the fog to work.
You know, right.
Which is a crucial element to those games.
Yeah.
So I think people, the Silent Hill fans, needed like a remake. It doesn't look like the best remake. It doesn't even come close to what I've seen in the Resident Evil remakes, right? Which this reminded me very heavily of how Capcom decided to start remaking their series starting from 2, not from 1, even though they had a remake of 1 a long time ago. But this one is just completely different. It's very weird.
Yeah, with the Silent Hill 2 remake, isn't there a fan project for the PC version that does a lot of the stuff that it looks like this remake is going to do?
I don't know anything about that, but this is like a full remake. This isn't a port. I don't think that whatever they're doing for the PC is even close to the scope.
Okay, so this isn't a remaster.
No, like, this is a remake for, like from like okay, Resident gotcha. Evil 2 remake.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So they announced that, and afterwards, this was the bizarre part. They're making a Silent Hill movie.
Really?
And it's based off of Silent Hill 2.
Okay.
And it's being directed by the same guy who did the original Silent Hill movie, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was longer. I think it was 16.
Oh my God, yeah. 2006. Oh my God. Yeah. I keep thinking it's 2016. That guy, I checked out his IMDb. After Silent Hill in 2006, he made a movie in 2014, which was a French version of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
And that's it. And that's all.
That's it? That's all he's done since?
Yes. And now he's back for Silent Hill 2, which isn't a sequel to the original film, but a new Silent Hill movie that is a adaptation of Silent Hill 2, the video game.
And this is... And there was a Silent Hill 2 movie, right?
With yes.
Silent Hill Revelations or something?
Yes. Which was not directed by the guy.
I remember Malcolm McDowell was in a like a fishnet shirt or something. That was a pretty weird movie.
It was the first movie with Kit Harington, who then played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Spoilers. Get far.
He's literally in the first episode.
First episode spoilers.
He's on the casting list when he's in the credits. When
some people don't like reading about things before they get into it.
What's wrong with your voice?
I just had it clear. The thing is about that and what you just did is that some people haven't watched Game of Thrones yet. Okay. And you can't just go say names of characters. Next, you're going to say like the little kid in the wheelchair becomes like the Lord of Lords at the end or something like that. It's just some ridiculous.
How do you know he was in a wheelchair? He wasn't in a wheelchair in the first episode.
He didn't read the first episode yet, dude.
I know. I saw the rest of it. I just didn't see that part.
He doesn't want spoilers of the first episode.
Didn't see the first episode.
Did you ignore all the parts where Kit Harington was Jon Snow? Did you just skip through that?
Dude, I told you to stop.
He's not asking much, dude. This is a simple request. We're not even supposed to be talking about Game of Thrones.
I know. Just
Alan John's just going out of his way to ruin it for everyone.
I know.
Asshole.
There's absolutely no point to it. I'm sure there's no, you know, whatever.
So this is just so bizarre to me. You're remaking a game and then you're making a movie out of it. The same. Why? It's so bizarre.
It would be like if they were to do that with Mario, like you know, like. Remake Super Mario Brothers and then make a movie off of it.
Yeah, but I mean, they're doing that, but it's not like based off of a single game, the Mario movie. But this is based off of Silent Hill 2. I don't remember any Mario game with Jack Black in it and Chris Pratt.
Dude, did you just spoil the movie? I didn't see that yet.
We literally talked about it on an episode when the casting was revealed.
My God, dude. All right, whatever.
Okay.
Spoil everything.
I can spoil some shit. I can spoil some shit that pissed me off. The Lord of the Rings show on Amazon pissed the shit out of me.
Right now, I know there's a Lord of the Rings show.
Do you want me to spoil it? I'm gonna spoil it All right. Real bad. I'm gonna spoil it. Okay, spoilers for Rings of Power, whatever it's called. I don't care. 3, 2, 1. Gandalf is in it.
Who?
Gandalf. He's not supposed to be in it. Gandalf is not supposed to be in that show. He Who doesn't.
Is that because he's played by a gay actor? You don't want him in there?
That's kind of up.
Yeah, no, what? No, he literally isn't supposed to show up in that era that they're depicting. He shows up in the third era, not the second.
Was it a less enlightened era, so they can't have gay dudes back then?
Here's Alan John's problem. He's like, oh, it's not historically accurate. That's also why we don't want black elves. Like, dude, he's one of those. Like, he's like, oh, woke culture is bringing a gay wizard back in time.
I am not.
There were no gay wizards back then.
Oh, my God, dude. It's fiction. It's fine.
Gandalf is not gay.
No problem with the fucking golems, but he can't have a fucking gay wizard.
The golems? There's only one golem.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
The fuck are you talking about? The call?
I never saw Lord of the Wings. What's it called?
Lord of the Wings?
Oh, isn't that it? The Lord of the Wings?
Lord of the Lings? What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't know.
I never saw it.
It's like, okay, just to give you an example, what having Gandalf in Rings of Power, it's like, imagine I made a show about U.S. history, right? Mm-hmm. And in the end of the first season, where George Washington becomes president, he meets a young Abraham Lincoln. That's how I end the episode. That doesn't make sense.
That'd be fine.
No, it wouldn't.
That's just a little bit of artistic license. I'm sure Lincoln was heavily inspired by Washington.
I guess you'd also be pissed off if Abe Lincoln was a woman, wouldn't you?
Okay, we're getting a little bit off track here.
Speaking about, you're the one who's bringing it up, weirdo.
Speaking about fiction, Silent Hill.
So the Silent Hill 2 remake, have they said if it's going to follow the story of the original or anything?
It's, like, it's going to be completely to the... Bloober Team is doing it.
Historically accurate. Okay, that's... Yeah, that's weird, because when they said they were making the movie, you'd think maybe they would take that opportunity to make the game a little different, but I guess not. That's really strange.
It was so confusing. Like, they had the director talking about it. He's like, "Oh man, I fucking love Silent Hill. I'm gonna do this game justice. Like, this was the you already did a movie. Why are you doing it again? Like 16 years later."
Do you think after he made the first movie, he actually got around to playing Silent Hill, and he was like, "Oh shit, I should have done that the first time. This is so much better."
I think that's what happened. I think so. Yeah.
I think that's what James Cameron did after he made Avatar. Then he went and watched the show. He's like, "Whoa, I was way off." That's why he's making the new one.
So he's making like four new ones.
I don't think
one for each book.
If you think about the best video game movie adaptations, does Silent Hill, the first movie, even come up in the top five?
No, I don't think anybody likes that movie, do they?
What are the best video game movie adaptations? What do you guys think?
Actually, you may have a point. Maybe Silent Hill is one of the best. Doesn't mean anybody likes it, but...
Shit, I can't
remember. Let's think of a good one. And we're not allowed to count Sonic, because that was all... That's a good one. That was crazy, though.
Detective Pikachu was pretty good. It wasn't a bad movie. It was a fun movie. Detective Pikachu, yeah. What else? Shit, I'm going to have to Google this.
Let's not get into this.
Movie. No. This is relevant. This is absolutely relevant. The first Mortal Kombat movie was fun, right?
I haven't seen many silent or video game adaptations, honestly. Like, I haven't seen any of the Mortal Kombats. I think I saw Sonic and Detective Pikachu. That's it. I think I saw the Mario Brothers movie when I was a kid.
The what brothers?
Mario? Mario? Oh,
I forgot you're Canadian. Painfully Canadian. What are you talking about?
The last one I saw was Uncharted, and that movie is the perfect 5 out of 10 movie, maybe even a 6 out of 10. It's just so mediocre, but it's not like bad.
It's just a movie.
It's literally, you get some popcorn, you go to, "Oh, look, Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, you know, these are actors. These are stars. This is a movie." Yeah. It's like not like, "Whoa, they did it. They did Uncharted right."
I just don't like that they made Sully Italian. Just
yeah.
The Italians out.
Yeah.
Is Mark Wahlberg Italian?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, he's Irish, I think. Wahlberg is Irish, right?
That actually works then.
Yeah.
Scottish. Oh. Ooh. Yeah, no, that's fine. Never mind. You're good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia list for... Apparently, Super Mario Brothers was the first ever live-action video game adaptation.
Yeah, wow. I heard.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's the best.
Was the Street Fighter movie good? I never watched that. I heard it's campy, but I don't remember if it's good.
Yeah, it's all right. Raul Julia is kind of fun as M. Bison.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is Raul Julia carried that movie. Which is strange because it has Van Damme in it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I always forget he's in it.
Pokemon the Movie 2000 was pretty good.
We're talking live action.
Oh. Dragon Ball Evolution is based off of an anime that has lots of video games.
That's not... No.
Exactly.
Not. Tomb Raider. Lara Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie, not the Alicia Vikander one. I thought that was good. I didn't think that was bad. Right? The first Lara Croft movie?
We're all ignoring the Resident Evil movies.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, what a shit show. None of those are good. Maybe the third one is fun, but none of those are good.
Second one was kind of dumb. It was fun.
The Harry Potter series.
Harry Potter? What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Can we fucking move on? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, they got video games. The first, you know...
It's not based off of the video game. It's based off of...
Chamber's Secrets.
What about the Lego Harry Potter movie?
Mr. Baskerman? Yeah.
It's based off the video game.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Alan John.
You know what's funny? All of the video games, all of the Harry Potter games are based off of the movies, not the books.
That's not true.
I think that's true. The only the only games that come to mind are the GBA versions of Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, and fucking video games. So I don't know what you're talking about when you're saying that, you know, like now you're contradicting yourself, Mr. Alan John.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move on because Eric Sanders drank too much sake.
Sake, please. This is real life based on video game sake, for goodness sake.
Ew.
Which Catherine did you pick, Steven?
I think Rin.
Yeah, me too.
I never played the game because I actually have a girlfriend in real life.
Is she speaking bitches?
Oh, you're going to go that far, huh? Okay. Oh, no, Alan, wait.
Nice lady. Probably. We're all friends in real life, too. We're actually in a Texas-based studio. That's where we all live.
Yep. What were you going to say, Steven?
I was going to ask you, did they announce a bunch of Silent Hill skateboards at the on the stream?
Yes.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know. It's some kind of new merchandising. People are just making skateboards now.
I'm seeing a bunch of skateboards and trucker hats and plushes. Fuck?
Tony Hawk is based off of the video games.
There you go, yeah. Games came first, then they made Tony Hawk.
Oh my god, they made Tony Hawk Underground into a real person.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Put your finger down.
Okay. I made myself laugh. All right.
They also, this was weird. After they announced the movie, they announced this collaboration with fucking J.J. Abrams. They're making like a Silent Hill mixed reality, augmented reality game. Well, I don't know what the fuck. Honestly, I watched the live stream. I did not understand anything. There was a quote. They had a J.J. Abrams cameo, which is just a quote from him. Because Bad Robot is producing this or whatever. Yeah. It might be a game? I don't know.
The thing I'm saying, it says it's a live, real-time interactive series.
What the fuck is that?
Where users can watch together and change outcomes and be part of the scenes. So is it like the like those FMV games that have come out recently, like Night Shift and stuff, where you can like vote on your phone on what to happen and then it happens?
I don't even know what that is. The first thing or that
maybe,
it came
maybe
to
like
mind
the
was...
Black Mirror that was on
yeah,
Netflix?
The Black Mirror, yeah. That's what came to mind.
Yeah, is it like that or like I assume that's it. So it's like the old DVD menus where there was like the choose your own adventure version of movies.
When I was a little kid, I always wanted that to be an option in a movie theater where everybody's got like their remotes and they decide what happens next. I'm very glad that doesn't actually exist.
It's not good. I've never really seen it done all that well. And it seems especially bad for horror, especially something like Silent Hill that takes itself seriously. Like, it can kind of work for a goofy, silly horror, but Silent Hill, I think, is supposed to be kind of serious, so I feel like it's hard to have, like, a really grounded horror story when you're voting on what happens next and, like,
should
arguing with your friends.
Chainsaw house or under the car? Where should you hide?
You getting chased by Pyramid Head or Rhombus Head?
Yeah, there was a game on the PlayStation 4 with Freddie Mercury in it where you could...
Mercury died by the time the PlayStation 4 came out.
And that was the guy who played him.
Freddie Mercury died shortly after founding GBA Temp in 2002.
He died of AIDS, by the way. And
that's a punchline. Fucking Eric laughed at that for some reason.
It's not funny. That's fucked up, dude.
The thing is, there was this game on the PlayStation 4. It was a horror game. And it was like...
Until Dawn.
I can't... Yes, Until Dawn.
Yeah,
exactly.
The second you said Freddie Mercury, I was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right, right. Yeah, that game's really good, actually. Yeah, it could be like that, yeah.
You could, like, save everyone, right?
Or, yeah, you could manipulate it so, like, yeah, everyone dies or everyone lives.
Or you should be a real pro gamer like me who uses a trophy guide where you play it once killing everybody and once saving everybody, destroying all of the tension, but I got all them trophies.
That game is too good to ruin like that. But I feel like that's also... but it says that it... Well, no, okay, yeah, it doesn't say it's live action, so they could do something like that, yeah. Because I feel like if it was filmed live action, it would be too hard to have all that, you know, have different variances for everything. It's too hard to plan out ahead of time. But yeah, I also... Something about the fact that it says it's a live real-time interactive series, which almost makes me think, like, when it says users will watch together and vote, are they... Is it like you and the people you're watching with, or is it like the whole internet on a big scale? Like you, an episode ends and you vote, and then the next episode is influenced by that. I don't really understand.
Isn't that like what's that game series that you played, Steven? The Super Seducer.
Oh, kinda, yeah, sort of like that. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Super I would Seducer, play, Silent Hill, nice.
Yeah, I would play Super Silent Hill Seducer or whatever.
And so after that.
Hold on a second.
Whatever the fuck that was.
Off. I have to turn the screensaver back on.
Oh my god.
No, turn it off. Turn it off. It's not turning on. I hope you see that it's not turning on.
Eric has fucking every light on in this room. He has a lamp on back there. He turned on the TV. It should be the middle of the day where he is, so I'm sure there's natural light coming in. Like
there is right there.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, this is for our audio only listeners. Eric Sander has a flat screen TV on his background, right? And it's on and it's not showing any channels, any content. It's just showing the no signal logo, right?
And then every once in a while it turns off, so I have to turn it back on so that he continues.
And the reason he has to turn it back on is that Alan John was talking about how he needs to save energy. He's literally rubbing it in his face.
America.
I'm in complete... total darkness right now, but we'll get to that later.
Alan John looks like the Crypt Keeper in an old episode of fucking Nightmare.
it's really weird because we're all in the same like central location right now.
Yeah.
So, this is so mean. Just rubbing it in his face. Okay, what was the last thing in the live stream, Alan John?
The last thing, this was the big one. This was the big announcement for the future of Silent Hill. Everybody was expecting Kojima to pop up and be like, hey guys, PT is back, baby, back on the menu. Let's go. Because people aren't talking about this. Kojima announced a new game.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a title. We don't have anything. Everything we know is that Ellie Fanning, the younger sister of Dakota Fanning, is in it.
So he announced a game at the at Xbox's E3 presentation and said it was going to be a horror game. And that was basically it. And I don't think we know for sure if that's the same game as the Elle Fanning thing. We can assume it is, but we don't actually know.
I have no idea. I hope it's coming out for the PS5. I hope it's not an Xbox exclusive, or at least it's a timed one. Because that would suck.
That would suck, yeah.
But
he's also probably working on Death Stranding too, according to Norman Reedus, but he never announced that either.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. I still haven't played the first one. But in the end of this Silent Hill live stream, they announced a new Silent Hill game with like a cinematic CG trailer. It was kind of creepy. I really liked the atmosphere they built in that trailer. Honestly, it was probably the most interesting thing the entire live stream. And I don't know what Silent Hill fans think of this, because contrary to what you guys think, I'm not a Silent Hill fan, actually. I've never played a Silent Hill game before. I wonder what Silent Hill fans think about this new Silent Hill game that they announced. It's called Silent Hill F. I don't know what the F stands for. I hope it's not what I think it is.
It's a certain word you can't say anymore that starts with F. The fucking woke police got to Silent Hill.
Oh, we're talking about Gandalf again?
So, fun fact, it's actually being developed by... GBA temp member Ryukishi07. I don't know if he's actually a GBA temp member, but his name like sounds like a GBA temp username.
I would have bought it.
Ryu Kishi 07. Like, that's when they showed it, this was written by Ryu Kishi 07. Who the fuck is Ryu Kishi 07? Now I Googled him, and it turns out this guy developed, I don't think he developed anything. I think he's a writer. He's like a Junji Ito type of person. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, and Japanese, presumably, so probably not a lot of stuff that people over here would know.
Yeah, exactly. So he wrote the story, and I think I've read somewhere that Silent Hill F is being developed by the guys who did Fatal Frame, another Konami series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Motoi Okamoto? No, wait. I'm so confused. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I looked them up out of... So it's being developed apparently by a company called Neobards Entertainment.
Okay.
And they've worked on basically a bunch of Resident Evil games as, like, porting. Basically a lot of ports, it looks like.
Wow. So this is their first, like, big game.
Apparently, unless... Hold on a minute. Let me make sure I actually have fucking good information. Cut this out. Yeah, no, it is. They are doing Silent Hill F. That's bizarre. I don't know who's on it. Like, who's in the company that would have done anything people might know.
I am so scared for the Metal Gear remakes that they're supposedly doing. I have no idea. Because they're just giving these franchises to nobodies. Which might be a good thing.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, Silent Hill F, it says it's set in Japan. And it's featuring, like, a Japanese, or it's being made by a Japanese developer, a famous Japanese writer. Maybe it's just not really intended for this story, or for this market. I mean, you can say they're just giving it away to a nobody, but maybe this is a huge deal in Japan.
What do you guys think, my Japanese listeners? Watashi wa konnichiwa desu.
Oh, nope.
Moshimoshi. Well, it's not racist. I'm speaking the fucking language. I'm not making caricature.
We're not speaking the language, man. No, no, no.
I could do like a racist caricature. Like, oh, you play a game? You know, that's fucked up. That's racist. Don't do that. Right, you play Siren here.
Something very important. This is a spoiler for Breaking Bad, but I see a meme. It says, "You play old game." Wait, was that the break? Was that Better Call Saul than just the first half second?
No,
that's okay. You play old games due to nostalgia. I do because I have a shit PC. We are not the same. God damn it. What I do is I play old games for trophies. That's me.
Can I point out that Eric is so disengaged, he's arguing with memes on the internet? He's searching out memes and arguing with them and getting angry.
So unprofessional.
How many of you guys have the Among Us Platinum?
None.
I tried to platinum like Demon Souls because I thought that would be possible, but no, you have to play it like 5 times. The fuck?
You have to play Among Us like a billion times.
You have to play the game as an imposter at first and then as a crewmate 2 times. Yeah, it's insane.
I was the imposter.
You're the imposter Among Us? There's an imposter Among Us.
Yeah.
You know,
great game.
It's great because in that game, you might be in complete total darkness.
That's true. So you could, or you could have all the lights on.
You could say,
two greatest games I played on the PS5, Among Us and Ape Escape, really pushing up
segue into the next fucking topic. This guy is not allowing me.
No. So,
speaking of old nostalgic games that you play for nostalgic purposes or because you have a shit PC. All right, there you go. I'll let you in. Your turn.
Oh, by the way, have you heard of the game Perfect Dark for the...
Oh, yeah, that's a really old game, isn't it?
It is, but guess what? You can finally play it on your shitty PC. That's right, because...
Wow, that's awesome. How nostalgic.
Because the Twitter user Grasslew00 has finally converted it to PC.
Well, it's been decompiled. It hasn't been... There's no PC port for it yet.
All right, dude. Well,
it's coming.
It's inevitably like the Super Mario 64 did, of which I made that video that's showing you how to put it on your phone. So I'll probably do that for this too. Just so that, you know, I can get views and you guys can watch ads and I can get money.
And you're not going to spend that money on a good microphone.
Absolutely not. I got other things to spend it on.
Like a TV, like a 55-inch LCD panel that's on 24 hours.
Dude, I got to spend all of my money on electricity. I mean, that's what I'm saving it for.
Oh, Jesus.
It's electricity. So anyway, Perfect Dark. Do you guys play it when you were little babies?
No, I never did. Yeah.
I had an N64. I had GoldenEye and I had Perfect Dark. It was my older brother's. He's like 12 years older than me. He came back and blah, blah, blah. It was fun. I didn't like GoldenEye that much, and that sounds weird, but it's only because I got to experience both that and Perfect Dark, which was far superior in every way. As I am right now, 20, almost 30 years old, I don't like shooting games too much. I still play them, but I don't like them too much. But back then, that was the peak of everything. I love Perfect Dark. So that is super duper. And I think even the most, you know, I know that we review games on our website, but whatever. The best place to get your game review is obviously GameSpot. They gave Perfect Dark a perfect 10 out of 10, and I agree.
That's cool. How much did we give Perfect Dark?
Well, I don't know. How old's the game?
25 years.
Old enough.
we came 5 years later.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like something like 16 or 17 that I could do an old enough joke, but no, 25 is like too old even. Yeah, decompiling a game takes so much effort. I watched a video, I think it was by Modern Vintage Gamer or something, like the amount of effort it takes to take this raw code from a game that's already compiled and decompiling it, like figuring out how everything works. Even if you get like a fundamental knowledge of how computer programs work, of how programming works, how coding works, compiling, whatnot. When you understand how hard it is converting all those ones to zeros to actual code, like figuring out what's a variable, what goes into memory, what it does after that, that takes insane amounts of effort. And these guys are doing it basically for free. So this is like really, really cool stuff that they managed to do this. It's not a surprised that we're getting all these decompiled games just now. It probably took like multiple years to do this. It did not take a month or two.
That's why it's crazy that there's so many of them happening at all. Like we talked about Ocarina of Time, Mario 64. I think Majora's Mask is in the middle of it. Banjo-Kazooie is nearly done. I think there's a couple others I've heard about. A lot of people are decompiling these N64 games.
The thing is, I suppose that once you decompile one game, you can use the knowledge you got decompiling that game onto further projects, and decompiling it gets easier. I think that would make sense. Yeah.
Probably.
Guys, I have news.
What's wrong?
What?
Speaking of decompiling things, my video on how to compile Super Mario 64 for Android has been copyright struck.
Oh,
shit.
Wait, was it by Nintendo? It's blocked. Nobody can see it anymore. My channel's not been affected. Who copywrote it? I mean, obviously, I'm not mad about it, but because, you know, Nintendo overlords can do whatever they want. Who the fuck struck it, though? I don't know. Somebody blocked it.
That's insane.
But not until I got 25,000 views, bitch. All right.
Nice.
All right, now I got my analytics. My analytics. How much money did I make? That's really all I care about. Oh, for anybody who follows me on YouTube, I really appreciate it. I only care about the money.
Nice. So you're the most honest YouTuber there is.
Yeah, like honestly, if I wasn't getting any ads, I would never upload anything because that would be stupid. So like, I really appreciate the financial support. How the fuck do I see how much money I made from this game, though?
Hey, speaking of people who are really obsessed about how much money they make from a game, we should talk about the Bayonetta situation.
Yeah, so basically, the voice actress for Bayonetta in Bayonetta 1 and 2, Lola Taylor, was caught in a controversy recently because, okay, here's
Did you say Lola Taylor?
Yeah, I don't think that's her name.
Isn't it Helena?
Wait, let me Google Lola Taylor. Maybe I'm using...
Fuck is Lola Taylor?
Oh, God. No, that is the wrong Taylor. No, do not Google Lola Taylor. Don't do that. No.
Mode.
Don't, please. I beg you, don't. There are underage kids watching this.
All right, that's fine. Not me.
Don't, please, don't make the situation worse.
Ooh. Yeah, don't. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I said you were going to regret it. But yeah, Helena, right?
Helena.
Okay, Helena. So she came out with this video basically dissing Platinum Games and Bayonetta 3. It's a project as a whole. She was saying, hey, they offered me only like $4,000 for this game. And I'm not doing it. Guys, please don't buy this game. Spend your money on charity. That's what she said, basically. And $4,000 might seem for a lot of GBA Temp users as an incredible amount of money, which it is for me personally. But for a voice actress for a big game, like a double A game like Bayonetta, that is not serious money. That's like an insult, because when you're voice acting for a game, it's not like doing an episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. No, this takes time. This takes like multiple recording sessions, each up to 5 hours each. It's like doing like 5 temp casts a day, basically, for 5 days. Yeah, imagine that. It strains like your vocal cords a lot, and it's one of the reasons why in Metal Gear Solid 5 they had Kiefer Sutherland voice Snake, right? Venom Snake. And he has like maybe 10 minutes of voice acting in the entire game. Yeah. Because they used him, they paid him probably by the hour, and they didn't want to have him doing serious voice acting hours in the studio. It would have been too expensive. That's probably why Konami fired Kojima. Anyways. So this gets out. Hideki Kamiya makes a tweet saying, there's a lot of bullshit around the world. I advise you not to believe it. That's what he said, basically. I'm paraphrasing. And then recently, a report by Bloomberg came out that Helena Taylor was actually offered $4,000 per session. Yes. Out of like 5 or 4 sessions total. So that's much more than $4,000. That's like, you're going into 15, 20 grand, right? That's actually more acceptable. That sounds way more realistic.
Yeah.
So, and who's the voice actress they got instead?
Jennifer Hale.
Yeah.
Yes, she's a big name. Big name in the voice acting community. Like, I don't remember who she voiced. Let me just Google it. I've definitely heard.
The most important person that she voiced was Sedusa from Powerpuff Girls.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
She was Rivet in Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Wasn't she Samus too?
There, you got your laugh. Let's move on. Who else did she She has a lot of credits, but it's not much that like I recognize.
Yeah, but she's a name. She's a regularly working voice actress. Yeah,
lots of animated stuff. She voiced Galadriel in Middle of Earth: Shadow of War, which is a game that takes place in the Tolkien universe.
Oh God!
Oh shit! She voices Ashe in Overwatch.
Oh, okay, huh. So that's pretty big.
That's fucking huge. That's a big game, Overwatch. I've seen lots of porn with Ashe in Overwatch.
He's like a 10-year-old.
That unconfirmed, or I shouldn't say unconfirmed, but like that report from Bloomberg, it was just like anonymous sources. They also said that she had demanded, Jet Helena Taylor, the original voice actress, had asked for a 6-figure salary and also wanted a piece of the back end, right?
Yeah, she wanted like royalties and shit. Like she also said, and I don't know where she got that number from, but that Bayonetta as a series has made $400 something million. And I
no,
that's what she said.
No, games,
pretty niche games. I mean, I guess they were in Super Smash Bros. But I don't know if you can count that, and I don't know how much merchandise you actually sold. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, never been more sure in anything in my life that the entire Bayonetta series 1 and 2 did not sell $400 million.
Well, you just ask Moist Critical. He sure seems to think it did. Let's get him on the podcast. I think we can get him. We can get him, right?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Critical.
God, he's here.
I just shoved up a large dildo up my ass. Yeah, baby. Yeah. No Vaseline.
Now that we have him, we had Pikachu. All we need is T-Pain. I'm telling
Holy
you.
Holy fuck. She did voice Samus. What the fuck?
I fucking told you. I don't know why you're laughing at me. You're like, oh, there's your joke. I was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong.
She voiced. No, wait. Samus talks in Metroid Prime 3? What?
Yeah, she says, hey, it's me, Samus. I'm a girl. You thought I was a boy.
She played Trinity in Path of Neo.
What the fuck are we still going over goddamn fucking discography or whatever?
Dude, it's insane how many characters she voiced. I mean, the list just goes fucking on and on. She was in Totally Spies. What the she was in?
What the fuck is that?
Right?
She played half of the characters in Codename Kids Next Door.
Holy shit!
Wait, which number is?
She was number 86.
No. You must be wrong. There's only 5.
No, she played number.
There's
86.
The bald one, the fat one, the girl, the blonde and the other girl.
Okay, so it's mostly like secondary characters. It's not like
the dad.
No, she didn't play the dad. She played like number 12. She played number 12. Oh, that's interesting. Powerpuff Girls Relish Rampage. What the fuck is Powerpuff Girls Relish Rampage? It's a game. Okay.
Are we really gonna go over her entire discography?
It's insane. She played Cinderella in Cinderella 2 and also every single fucking video game with Cinderella in it.
Including Kingdom Hearts, yes. Birth by Sleep.
Yep. Oh my god, wow. This is some... Dude, she's been a voice actress since the 90s.
It's so long ago.
Every fucking animated show
she
know.
She in Perfect Dark.
I'm going to Google that.
Perfect.
No, she was not in Perfect Dark.
I never actually played the story mode of Perfect Dark with how many hundreds of hours I put in there. I was not good enough to play that. I just,
couldn't beat the story mode.
No, I couldn't.
Hundreds
do it.
Of hours trying to beat it.
I was too young.
She was in the original Spider-Man series, and not the original one, but the 984 series. You know, Spider-Man.
Black Cat.
Black Cat.
I just guessed. Look at that. There's two girl characters. I had a 50-50 shot. Either Mary Jane or Black Cat, and I got it.
It's insane. It's fucking insane. Johnny Bravo?
Wow, this is nuts. She was born in Hammersmith, London, UK. This is fucking crazy, shit. Guys. Guys.
She was in Metal Gear Solid. She was Naomi in Metal Gear Solid. That's insane.
And to think, she only took the role for...
Guys, she graduated high school in 1987. This is blowing my
nobody
mind.
Nobody cares about her.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why are we still talking about it?
All right. We're not trying to figure out everything about her. Just everything that she
just
voiced.
Every fucking thing she voiced going back to 1994.
Yeah. Don't tell me about high school where she was born. That's just weird.
So, fun fact, Eric, you were kind of right. She did voice Mary Jane Watson in the sequel, Spider-Man Unlimited, 1999.
I don't know what to say, man.
Wow. That's fabulous.
We just need Gwen Stacy to get the trifecta.
And she was in Metal Gear Solid 2. She was in the best Metal Gear Solid games. If she's in Metal Gear Solid 3, I'm going to scream.
The fuck?
Now she's playing Bayonetta for only $3,000.
How far she's fallen. So when she did her little video, she was talking about how she might be breaching her non-disclosure agreement, but said that she has nothing of monetary value to lose, so she just decided to do it anyway, which is a pretty fucking big power move to just break your contract and be like, I'm so poor, I fucking don't give a fuck. Do your work.
She says
what are you going to take?
She's going back to theater or something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, whatever that means.
But the problem is, who's going to want her?
The problem is, if she goes back to theater, there's going to be no IMDb of every fucking role she has for Amazon to read.
Oh, and by the way, of it. Jennifer Hale was not in Metal Gear Solid 3, but she did reprise her role as Naomi Hunter in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Ooh. Wow, how much does she get paid?
$5,000.
Nice. $4,001. I thought we would have a conversation about the value of like writing and character in video games over the gameplay and whether the actors bring enough to originate a role and if that should be compensated on the back end and how much that character contributes to the success of a video game. Not Alan John reading a fucking filmography for like 10 fucking minutes.
But did you hear that Jennifer Hale graduated high school in the 80s?
No, nobody cares. Shut the fuck up.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's insane. Yeah, what else can I say? I don't think, listen, here's what I think happened, like, serious.
Okay,
I think Lola Taylor asked for
no Helena. Too much. Oh, should I look up Lola Taylor's filmography?
Yeah,
do it. No, I think she asked, I think she wanted to, you know, play the game. She wanted to play the fucking... Did you just in sync drink water?
Both of you? This is not water. This is sake.
This is also sake. All this.
Damn.
Oh, hold on. My screen's here.
Go on. What are you saying?
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I think she was like, hey, I want you to give me all the money you have. Otherwise, you're not going to have a Bayonetta. Little did she know, like... Her voice isn't that unique. Yeah, it's like a sexy British whatever. Yeah, anybody can do that. I can do that. Hello, my name is Bayonetta. I'm going to slay all these demons. Oh, look, that's my crotch. You can see my crotch. I'm completely naked, but you can't see my boobies.
It's pretty good.
Oh, dude, that's like Harry Potter to me.
$2,000, please. Platinum. What's
Wait,
up?
Is it coming up on PS5? I'll buy it if it's platinum. I want to platinum it.
No, it's platinum never coming on PS5. Platinum. It's coming on the best system in the world, the Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo Switch? Yeah. Emulated on Steam Deck.
You know what? There's like only three players left in the console games. It's Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. And how sad is it that the biggest ones, the two biggest ones, Microsoft and Sony, are, I don't even know what's going on there. What's going on there, Steven?
There's been some bad blood between them. They've been having a bit of a public spat lately over Activision Blizzard. So back in, I think, January, Microsoft made a bid to acquire Activision Blizzard for $68 billion.
Which I'm sure was the deal.
Pretty much, yeah, because their stock went way down because of the fucking, because of the scandals and everything. So, so they've been trying to get approved in different countries for their, you know, antitrust regulators have been approving the acquisition. I know they're approved in a few countries like Brazil, but they've been having a lot of issues in the UK with their, the Competition and Markets Authority trying to put an end to this because they think it'll basically be a monopoly for Microsoft. And Microsoft and Sony have been making weird little comments at each other and jabs throughout all the throughout all these months, where Sony is trying to say that it's unfair for Microsoft to buy Activision Blizzard, and then Microsoft says no, it's not, and then they just go back and forth and back and forth. So, like, when it first came out, you know, Microsoft pledged that they would keep Call of Duty on PlayStation for many years to come, and then Sony rejected that offer, and then Phil Spencer started talking about the offer in public and about how good it was and how they pledged to keep it on PlayStation for 3 years past the end of the current deal. And then Jim Ryan, the head of PlayStation, got mad about that and started talking in public about how that wasn't good enough and they couldn't have a viable console market with only three more guaranteed years of Call of Duty. And then Microsoft came out and said that it would be really dumb if they put it, if they stopped putting Call of Duty on PlayStation. Like, it's just been a lot of weird, petty comments back and forth at each other over this. They've just been, like, arguing and having a weirdly public business discussion about it.
So, yeah, what was it that Microsoft said that PlayStation has, like, a bigger Call of Duty player base than, like, the entire Xbox player base or something?
Basically, they said if every single Call of Duty player left PlayStation and went to Microsoft and went to Xbox, PlayStation would still have a bigger user base. Which, I don't know. That seems off to me. That would be at least tens of millions of people, right? Like, that would.
Oh, I get it, what they're saying. Yeah, if every single Call of Duty player on a PlayStation 5 just threw out their PlayStation 5 and went to buy an Xbox,
yeah,
then PlayStation is still going to have a bigger user base. Okay, I think that makes sense. That's probably true. I don't know how in the U.S., though. I don't think that's true in the U.S.
The only way I could see that being true is if you factor in how little the Xbox sells in Japan. I think if you're looking at the U.S. and the U.K., which is where they're having trouble getting this merger approved, that's definitely not true. There's no fucking way.
To me, it's always looked like Xbox and PlayStation in the U.S. at least was like neck to neck. Like, sometimes, some generations, Sony's a bit up. Sometimes it's Microsoft.
Well, the Xbox 360 destroyed the PS3.
Yes.
2 destroyed the Xbox. Woo! By a huge margin. And it flipped because of the Xbox One and everybody getting pissed off about everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it still like that? I still believe that, like, the Xbox has a serious, like, the chunk of the market.
PS5 is outselling the Xbox series by a good bit. I don't have the exact
in the numbers. US?
What's the most recent Xbox go?
Series S. Xbox
Series X.
X. Is it X or Series S?
It's both. Both.
Okay, well, now which one's better?
X.
All right, I was testing. Yes,
this doesn't work. I know what you're saying.
I know. Lots of people don't. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, what's the Wii U? Is it a new console or is it a peripheral thing?
Alan John, the Wii U is an old console, so I thought you were smarter than that.
Okay. I don't know about this. I don't like the fact, now that I'm actually a PlayStation 5 owner, I don't like the fact that Microsoft.
Yo, guys, yesterday I was playing Ape Escape, you know, where I thought that I was the apes trying to escape. I'm apparently a kid trying to stop the apes from escaping.
Oh, but that's Alan bullshit.
Yeah, I know. You're a kid. I'm like, dude, I want to do it right
you
away.
You want to be an ape. You want to be, you know, breaking out from the thumb of an oppressor. You don't want to be some fucking asshole trying to put the apes back in a cage.
That's exactly what I am. I'm the asshole trying to do that. It's like,
I can see why the apes from
taking over. I'm just like, let them. You see what we did? We're global warming. In America, we just have all the lights on all the time.
Yeah, George Floyd.
Exactly. If we let the apes take over in 1997 or whenever that game came out, none of that shit would have happened.
That's true. Fine. But anyway, I'm playing this, and then Alan John, he invites me to a party, right? He's like, hey, what's up, Eric? And then I try to join the voice chat, and he logs off. I was like, what the fuck, Alan John? I thought we were going to chat. I got my headphones on. I was like, oh, I'm going to talk to my buddy Alan John. No, he's gone. I message him. I'm like, what the fuck? He messages me like 20 hours later. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to actually try to talk to you.
Okay. Here's what happened. This is my side of the story. It was like 3 a.m. and I was playing God of War PS4 all night. I'm addicted to that game. That game, good game. No.
Oh, dude, it's better when you do that.
I know. I watched the YouTube video explaining the plot. I'll be fine. So I was playing that, and I was just, you know, that point in like 4 or 3 p.m. where you're drifting between reality and like dreams and stuff. And I was like, oh, I see the menu, the PlayStation menu. Oh, I see the Eric's online. I was trying to send him a voice message, but I forgot to do that. And so I clicked on the icon that looked like a headset because I thought that's how you send a voice message. But no, you just create a party that way. I didn't know you could create parties on PlayStation.
To be honest, I didn't either. I was like, oh, Alan John wants to create a party. I'll figure out how this works. But by the time I figured out how it works, you're gone.
You're not quick enough, bro. Alan John doesn't have all fucking day to sit around waiting for your ass.
2 minutes! I had to get up, grab my I was where I am right now. I walked over to the TV right there, grabbed my headphones, walked back, and you were off.
Eric, I was not going to have a conversation with you either way. I'm sorry. It was 3 a.m. I needed to go to sleep. I'm sorry. I was not planning on having like a mini temp cast with you 3 a.m.
I was really excited. I was like, we were going to talk shit about Steven. Like,
no.
Really-
No, I'd never do that. But yeah, God of War. Check out God of War Ragnarok coming out soon. That game's fun. That game's really fun. That's a really
good game. You gotta start with God of War 1 for the PS2.
The issue I have with this game is that it's not supposed to be called God of War. It should be called
God of War.
Plebeian.
God of War.
Plebeian what?
God of War. Plebeian of Peace or something, because I don't feel like a god at all playing this game. Maybe I haven't gotten like OP yet.
You do get the shit kicked out of you a lot in that game,
Alan John. That's why you got to start from the very first one, because you start off, you're a Spartan, then you become this, and then you start and then this is the fall. This is what happens after the fall, and you know you missed it.
You get seasonal affective disorder after the fall.
I've watched a 40-minute video on YouTube explaining
40-minute video. You got to play like 7 different games.
I'm not playing the PSP games.
Actually, you could probably get away. Honestly, in all seriousness, you could probably get away with just playing 1, 2, 3, and 4.
You could get away with only 4 games.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't necessarily have to play the PSP games. I liked them, but actually, I didn't like them.
Like, dude, I know the plot. Pretty shitty. I know who Kratos is. I know.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, premium or extra?
Essential. I'm super cheap, dude. I'm a cheapskate. I can't afford fucking anything other than essential.
Why don't you just do what I do and log into Steven's account, because he's got a bunch of free games, but also get the extra. Oh, but I have to log into his account on the PS4 because Chris is art. All right, never mind.
I am not. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I probably could do that, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I'd rather buy Death Stranding on a disc than get it for free through PlayStation. I'm that kind of guy.
But yeah, check out PlayStation. What's going on?
Check out PlayStation. They're a little upstart. They're having a real hard time competing lately because Microsoft bought out Activision Blizzard.
Oh yeah,
but nobody's heard of them.
That's what we were talking about. I forgot.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that I'm not going to be able to play Skyrim 2 on my PlayStation because Microsoft bought Bethesda. I don't like that.
You could probably play Skyrim 2 on your fridge. You get the joke? Because they ported it. Dude, you could probably play... Oh my gosh, what if you played Skyrim on Doom?
So there was something that I thought was funny. You made that point that Microsoft started putting Bethesda stuff just on Xbox. Well, at least they are with Starfield. We don't know about anything else. But... at one point in this big public back and forth, Microsoft released a statement that was one sentence and just said, it makes zero business sense for Microsoft to remove Call of Duty from PlayStation given its market-leading console position. Which is like a weirdly terse and short and like that's kind of
very
borderline
weird.
Rude business statement to release. But it's also kind of dumb because, yeah, they've already started doing that. Not with anything as big as Call of Duty, because there's really nothing as big as Call of Duty. But Starfield's going to be big, and they've already done it with that.
You know, I think... Microsoft is just the complete 180 of Apple at this point. Like, imagine if Apple bought Bethesda or something, right? There's no chance you're ever going to see an Elder Scrolls game on either Xbox. It's going to be a Mac exclusive. It's going to come out for Apple iPad Arcade or something. That's what it's going to be.
How does that make Microsoft the opposite of Apple then? Because they are making it
because
exclusive
it seems,
to Xbox.
Well, not with Call of Duty. I think they're going to be forced to at least release like the Elder Scrolls games because those are huge money makers. They're not going to make that a console exclusive.
But I feel like Starfield would be almost as big. I mean, I think even the average person, I think even the average person knows it's from the same people as Fallout and Elder Scrolls. People that would, you know, possibly buy it at launch anyway.
I think Bill Gates looked at the Starfield trailer and had the same reaction as me. It was like, oh, this is crap.
We can't let this out. If we put this everywhere else, it'll be a laughing stock. We'll just hide it on Xbox and PC.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, honestly. Yeah, just put it on Game Pass day one. Just give it out for free.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Microsoft has been talking about how PlayStation's previously existing deal with Activision stops them from putting Call of Duty games on Game Pass. And that if Microsoft continues to honor those deals, which they said they have, they wouldn't even be able to put Call of Duty on Game Pass for at least a few years, which was something that they said they were going to do when they bought Activision Blizzard. So, like, why the fuck did you say it? You must have known about those deals before you made that claim.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole confusing. Thing is stupid. That's thing covering a fucking argument between two giant companies. They're both shitty.
I remember being happy that the merger was happening because then Microsoft could use some of those IPs for good, like the Tony Hawk IP.
Yep.
Then I realized, no, they're not going to release that for the PlayStation ever. And that's a shame because I just started playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater and it's a great game. It's a great game. But yeah, you're never going to see Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 or whatever on the PlayStation. Nope. No. Not happening.
Probably not.
Fuck. Absolutely not. No, it's done.
Yeah, it really fucking sucks. I don't like it.
Who the fuck is this guy in the chat saying that I look like Hassan Piker? Who the fuck is this guy? Can you remove him from the chat?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who's this guy spamming the N-word?
You. Self-report.
Oh, shit.
Self-report.
You guys don't see the chat, the live stream chat?
No.
Okay. Whatever. You know what? I'm a PlayStation 5 owner, and I'm a recent PlayStation 5 owner. I put in a lot of my fucking money into this purchase. Yeah. And I was so fucking pissed off when I saw this news pop up on my Google feed. It comes from gizmochina.com. It's that PlayStation 5 Pro dev kits have already made their way to game studios. Yeah, this is apparently a leak that some game studios have been receiving new dev kits for the next PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
it's fucking infuriating.
And where is this being reported?
Gizmochina.com.
I haven't seen it reported anywhere else.
This popped up on my Google feed. As I said, I don't know why people aren't talking about this more. This is infuriating. I think it was popular on Twitter as well.
Okay.
So yeah, this is very infuriating. What gives this legitimacy is that recently they announced a Pro controller.
They did?
Yeah, a DualSense Pro or something it's called.
Yeah.
The stupidest fucking thing ever.
It's $100.
It's $200. $250. $250, yeah. It costs half a fucking PlayStation.
And it has two extra buttons on the back instead of four. That doesn't
I hate it when companies are like, hey, this is the best PlayStation controller out there. Motherfucker, why didn't you make the best PlayStation controller and ship it with the PlayStation? What, am I using an inferior controller? Because the DualSense is pretty good. It's a really good controller.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good controller.
I really like the haptics. But what the fuck is this Pro one?
This is basically their equivalent of the Xbox Elite controller, right? Like, it's got the programmable paddles on the back and shit.
Sucks dick.
But I don't know if it has the other stuff the Elite does where you can, like, swap out joysticks and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't.
Yeah, that sounds really dumb.
Yeah, I don't. What makes you a pro that you need like a specific controller? Like, what, you need more buttons? What are you playing? Why do you need more buttons?
I don't know. Don't competitive gamers use it for like Overwatch and shit?
Who the fuck plays competitive games on a PlayStation?
I don't know. Maybe people that want to be competitive gamers.
The only thing that comes to mind are fighting games. But most fighting games, they use like these special arcade like sticks. Mechanical sticks, right?
Yeah.
They don't use the fucking controller. So I'm super confused. Like, who is the demographic these Elite Pro controllers are for?
Like, I never understood who bought the Xbox Elite controller either. But they made a second one, so I think they're successful.
Made a second one because the first one was incredibly bad.
Oh, okay.
It was terrible in terms of its quality. Like, you had broken buttons and shit. Like, who is buying this? I'm so confused.
I don't understand what this has to do with the PS5 Pro, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to the PS5 Pro. What the fuck are we doing? Okay. A second. Only like 10 people own a PlayStation 5, me included.
But then we're in here.
Exactly. Exactly. So, what are we doing here? Why do we need a new one? Did you ever play a game on your PlayStation 5 and think, fuck, I need more power. I need more frames. I need 8K. What, Eric?
I'm on a... Bruh.
It's insane. Like, this is the most powerful console. This is the most powerful PlayStation. No, we need more. Moore's Law is dead. Okay, there hasn't been any fucking huge advancements in computer software, hardware, I mean, in the past, like, 2 years that warrants, like, an upgrade, like a mid-generation upgrade. We're not even in the mid-generation. We just started. Not everybody has...
I'm just pretty mid.
Shut the fuck up. This is why we didn't have you for 38 episodes or something. I'm just joking.
I've been around.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way the the PS4 Pro went, there wasn't really much benefit to it. A few games would get like a performance mode or a fidelity mode or whatever it was called. But there were no like exclusive games or anything. I don't think you would feel, you know, left out for getting the regular version instead of the Pro.
Well, like, the PlayStation 4 Pro is the de facto the best version of the PlayStation 4 because it actually delivered what the PlayStation 4 was supposed to. It actually delivered 4K 60 in a lot of games, like God of War, like Detroit, like a lot of first party games, except Bloodborne for some fucking retard reason. And I just don't know what the PlayStation 5 Pro would offer. Like, the only thing that comes to mind, true 4K 120 FPS. But that is just so insane. You're not going to get that with a PlayStation 5 Pro. You're going to get that with a PS6. That's how absurd, like, doubling frame. Like, I don't think there are PCs that can do 4K 120. I don't think there are connectors that can allow you to do that. I don't think HDMI 2.1 can support HDR 4K 120. I don't think even HDMI 2.1 can do that. So I'm just so confused. I don't know if this is true. It's pretty fucking stupid.
If it's true, I wouldn't really worry about it. Like I said, there's not, like, the PS4 Pro, I don't think ever threatened people with the regular PlayStation 4. And I know that the Series S has been outselling the Series X by quite a lot. So it seems like most people, given the option, are going for the lower grade console. So assuming that's the same with Sony, Sony wouldn't, you know, cut off the majority of their fan base.
It really depends on the developers. It really depends on if developers are going to actually optimize their games. Because I played a game that was actually free recently on a PlayStation Network called Need for Speed Heat. Heard a lot of good things about that game. That was like a really good Need for Speed game, which is, you know, surprising given the last couple of decades of Need for Speed games. I downloaded it and it's stuck in PlayStation 4 mode and it's like 1080p 30. And that is not acceptable at all for a racing game. I don't care when it came out. Like, at least give me 60. A 30 frames per second cap on a fucking video game. That is absurd. Now, what's going to happen if a PlayStation 5 comes out? Let's say they're going to release another Need for Speed game. And they're like, okay, we're going to offer you only 4K 30 on base PlayStation 5 and 4K 60 on the Pro model. I would fucking flip. I would do some bad things.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, that's probably, I mean, the fact that it performed so poorly on PS4 probably has to do with what the PS4 is capable of doing. I think if the PS5 is capable of doing well, then, you know, the PS5 Pro will do better. But I don't know. I just don't see it as a cause for concern.
You're always going to add more bullshit to games to make it run harder. Yeah, they're going to add they're gonna fucking add RTX up the assholes to the cars to make them fucking reflections super realistic. Anyways, I don't know. I'm just gonna go kill myself. What are you guys up to?
Oh, we could do a pact.
Nice. Is this the last episode?
Seems like a way to, you know, end it out. 20 years of Tempcast. Every week? Yeah, every week. 20, yeah, for about 20 years. Ended on a suicide pact, I think sounds good.
That's insane. Yeah, but guys, check out gbtemp.net, the best website, now 20 years old. Do you know any 20-year-old websites other than gbtemp? Trying to name a few.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Do I know any that have turned 20 years old today? Yeah. No, it's just this one.
Exactly. So check out gbtemp.net. Disable your ad blocker and support us, please. Please, I need the
disable your ad block and turn on Patreon, but keep the ads going.
Yes. If you want to actually support us, just give us at least $20 a month. Come on, we're worth it. Yes,
just the three of us.
If the 30 people listening to this podcast donate all their life savings to GBA Temp every month,
then we'll have a little bit of money.
We will not be losing money, yes.
We should probably also mention, maybe we should even put this at the front about the giveaway. I'm sure they want that mentioned.
Oh, there's a giveaway. If you're watching this, you probably saw the front page. You probably saw that there's been giveaways.
I'm just saying.
Check out giveaway. You can win an analog pocket.
That's, yeah, hell yeah.
Now, by the time this goes up, I think that one will be over. I think it'll be the custom-built Game Boy by the time this goes up.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, too.
What's better, an analog pocket or a custom-built Game Boy? Both are real good.
I would say custom Game Boy. That looks pretty fucking cool. They got one there with like glowy buttons and everything. I'm into that.
Honestly, I really like to have an analog pocket because it honestly does seem like a modern day Game Boy. And that's super cool.
Yeah, that's cool too. I fucking love it, bro. I'm so upset I can't get it and go kill myself. Let's go get the fucking pack on the boat. Go, boys.
Cyanide.
Cyanida.
Thank you guys so much for keeping up with us all these years. 20 years, that's insane. The theme song is playing right now. You guys can't hear it, but it's playing.
That's it. Oh man, I love this theme song. I'm Kaivan, that's Alexander, and that's Amaro.